He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the December 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'll be working all week this week. And, except Christmas Day and maybe half a day on Christmas Eve. But other than that, we've got a down market today. I hate to start the week off on a down note, but that's the way it is. The Dow right now is down 352 points. It's back under 30,000. It's at 29,830. Over at the NASDAQ, we are currently down almost 200 points right now. We really took a slide here after the open. We're at 12,000. We're down 194 points on the NASDAQ. We're at 12,561. The S&P 500 down 63 points. It's taking it the worst of all, and it's about coronavirus. Yes, once again, coronavirus making news. A new strain of coronavirus in the UK that is very virulent. The S&P 500 is at 3646. Russell 2000 down 19 to 1950. Its quest for 2000 has stalled out for now. We've got everything. Oil down. Oil getting whacked today. Down $1.80 per barrel, 47.30. Gold is down $4 per ounce, 21 basis points. Silver's up. There's a silver lining out there. It's in silver itself, up 24 cents, 26.27. Well, let's check in on Bitcoin. It's probably getting whacked today. Bitcoin is down $513 per coin, down 2%, and the 10-year, pretty quiet, 0.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from a chilly Mount Pleasant, South Carolina today. A little on the chilly side, but sunny. I don't think I'll go out and do any fishing today. It looks like it may be a tough day in the market today. News coming out of the UK overnight that they have a new strain, a highly contagious strain. Now, not to say that it's any more deadly or, higher mortality rate than the current strain, but there is that worry that maybe the current vaccine won't touch it. We don't know that yet. That doesn't seem to be the case. But anytime you throw some uncertainty into the picture of the market, the market gets grumpy. Bah humbug on this week before Christmas. Tonight there will be a celestial phenomenon in the sky. We're going to be watching from our house. We're hopefully going to have clear skies tonight in the eastern sky right at sunset, right after sunset. Take a look for what's being called the Christmas star. We're going to have two planets come so close together they'll appear as one star. And it will be the brightest star in the heavens this evening. So we're looking forward to that. I've got a couple of my granddaughters spending the day here with Grandma and Grandpa. We're all going to watch the Christmas star tonight. In fact, one of my granddaughters here, Melissa, is listening in on the show today. She's my assistant producer. And maybe sometime during the show, she'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas. All right, here's what we've got going. Where did we end Friday? The Dow ends the week lower from record highs on stimulus snag. Well, that was Friday. This is Monday. A lot happened over the weekend. We got a $900 billion shot in the arm while we were sleeping last night. Yes, the Congress was working late passing that stimulus bill. Well, the futures were up. What happened? Well, then, shortly thereafter, England confirms a new variant of COVID-19 with faster transmission, and it alerts the World Health Organization as lockdowns intensify. A new variant of COVID-19 has been identified in the south of England, which was thought to be causing a faster spread of infections. Today, Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty issued a statement about the new strain and says the World Health Organization has been notified. Now, here's the good news, at least for now. There is no current evidence to suggest the new strain causes a higher mortality rate or that it affects vaccines and treatments, although urgent work is underway to confirm this. Whitty says the development means it is now more vital than ever that the public continue to take action in their area to reduce transmission. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the strain is up to 70% more transmissible than the earlier strain while announcing Tier 4 lockdowns. That means basically you can't leave your house in London and Southeast England, which prohibit people outside of the same household from gathering for the holidays. So I guess that means immediate family only. Is that what that means? Sounds pretty tough to me. Tier 4 lockdown hits London, Southeast England, as virus cases surge. So that obviously has the market spooked here. Also last week, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was warning of a potential lockdown if London's strain reaches the U.S. So that's what's got the market. You know what? Look, we wake up to something every day that impacts the market in one way or another. Well, you have to be diversified, number one. And, yes, you do have to be very vigilant, number two. And number three, you have to kind of wait and see how things develop. And I've said for many years that, you know, it's a market of stocks. You have to make a lot of small decisions on a daily basis instead of that big all-in or all-out decision. Well, the new COVID strain is weighing on the global stock markets, too. We've got the Dow down 1% right now, but overnight, London was down 2.7%. I mean, they're not going to let people leave the UK. Travel restrictions. Paris was down 3.3% on worries that it will spread there. Frankfurt down 3.4%. India down 3%. The only bright spot out there last night was China, which was up 0.75%. But the Chinese stocks are not doing very well here so far today. And, of course, now you have a travel curb. That's not helping the airline stocks, the leisure stocks, the cruise ship stocks, the restaurant stocks, etc. Remember all the buying that was going on these last few weeks with the two vaccines now approved? We had the Moderna vaccine approved on Friday. And, of course, the Pfizer vaccine is already being rolled out. Moderna's vaccine will be rolled out this week. People were buying up stocks that I did not deem to be any good before coronavirus came along. I don't consider the best growth stocks out there right now to come from the airline industry, to come from the cruise ship industry, with very few exceptions, the restaurant industry, the hotel industry, etc. That was not exactly a great sector to be in before coronavirus, and it's even a worse one to be in after. And let's throw in the oil stocks in there also. And so there was this buying. It was fool's gold. They were chasing a potential turnaround in these stocks, which have come back. I mean, in all fairness, they have come back a long ways from their lows in February. But I just don't think the fundamentals were very good before coronavirus, and I don't think they're any better. They're worse in the early stages of maybe the end to coronavirus with those vaccines out there. That's just me. Asia Pacific, Japan cabinet approves a record $1.03 trillion budget draft for the next fiscal year. It marked a 4% rise from this year's initial level. Can you spell debt? I don't think Congress can spell debt. It's D-E-B-T, if you haven't noticed. There is a silent B in there. I think debt is not a good thing that is strangling the globe and starting to pass that point of no return. Well, the currency in the U.K., it slides as U.K. fights the new strain of coronavirus. And speaking of currency sliding, I would say one of the worst charts in the market right now, at least as of last Friday, was the U.S. dollar. It's bouncing today, obviously, as a flight to safety, but it hit a new 52-week low on Friday. Well, that's the dark side of the street. We'll try to find the sunny side of the street when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the Dow down 400 right now. Bah humbug. We're getting a lump of coal in our stocking. 29,769. The S&P is down 71 points right now. And the NASDAQ is now down 224 points, 1.8%. Well, we did get that relief deal, that COVID relief package finally passed late last night. And, of course, the futures were up last evening, and then this news came out from the UK. But here's what's going to happen in the $900 billion in COVID relief funds. Your check is in the mail. The deal includes $600 in stimulus checks, or $600 will be the amount of your stimulus check if you qualify. I'm still waiting for mine to arrive in the mail. Jobless benefits of $300 per week and more small business funding for the Payroll Protection Program, PPP. And I've heard a lot of comments that businesses don't need PPP, they need GDP. Well, that's the fight going on right now. Now, even though they haven't written up the whole deal, that is the deal. $600 in stimulus checks going out, $600 checks going out, and jobless benefits of $300 per week, and more small business funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. The dollar is ticking up today, but I got to tell you, man, it was a ugly chart last week on the U.S. dollar. In the meantime, I've been watching the Chinese yuan really in rally mode here. Airlines get $15 billion out of this $900 billion deal. $15 billion going to the airlines to help them out. And now the airlines are facing another round here of increasing COVID. California especially is being hit very hard with rising cases. They pretty much are in lockdown there. I know in the San Diego area, all the restaurants are closed once again. Boy, what a time to be a restaurant owner. Airlines will try to bring workers back. Well, you got to have the demand. Airlines are losing billions of dollars due to the sharp decline in travel from the pandemic. Over the past 7 days, airlines carried 35% fewer passengers than in the same week last year, the lowest year-over-year comparison since September, according to data from the Transportation Safety Authority. Okay, the sunny side of the street. The vaccine is being rolled out in record fashion. There was a little bit of hiccup a couple days with the Pfizer rollout. But on Friday, the U.S. FDA gave Moderna's COVID vaccine emergency use authorization. This one doesn't require that 94 degree below zero temperature to keep it active. This one can be shipped in a much easier fashion, but they got their emergency use authorization of their mRNA 1273, its vaccine against COVID-19. Let's just see how the two vaccine stocks, you know, it's pretty much been a case of sell the news. Moderna stock has actually done pretty good. It came public in 2018 at $13 per share. Today it's $145 per share. It's actually up 3.7% today on this news. Pfizer, on the other hand, their stock has gone nowhere. And I want to say that Pfizer stock is actually down for the year, despite being the first to market with their vaccine. And now they will look for, approval, Moderna will, of course, in other countries. Trucks began delivering Moderna shot to health departments, hospitals, and other vaccination sites on Sunday. Well, they had them ready to roll. Vaccination with using Moderna's vaccine is already underway in the U.S. via the Pfizer jab for so-called Phase 1A group, which includes at least 24 million healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. That's who's going to get it first. And today the EU regulators, in fact, I know they were meeting today, and I just saw breaking news not too long ago that the entire European Union has approved Pfizer's vaccine. They have not approved Moderna. So that's the sunny side of the street, okay? Hopefully we can put this COVID to rest. Well, back to China. You know, there's just increasing tension between us and China. What can I say? It's not getting any better. I know over the weekend a U.S. warship traveled through the Taiwan Straits, and it was trailed by a Chinese warship. And the U.S. may soon take another step against Chinese telecom equipment giants. We have got some of Huawei's equipment in our infrastructure. Congress wants to fund almost $2 billion to rid U.S. broadband networks of Huawei equipment, which it considers a threat to national security, as well as gear from ZTE Group. So not only have they been banned, their equipment might be ripped up, torn up, thrown away. Who might replace that equipment? Well, right now, Nokia and Ericsson would be the two names that come to mind. The bank stocks were getting a little boost today until all this COVID stuff hit. They advanced after the Fed said, okay, you can continue to buy back stock. You can continue to pay dividends with limits, however. And that was helping the bank stocks, but now we've got that going in reverse. And, of course, oil was approaching $50 per barrel last Friday, just when things were starting to look better for black gold. We've got oil sentiment going into reverse on demand worries and a Shell oil write-down. I think Royal Dutch Shell was the first one to slash their dividend. And a lot of people, we don't know. You know, we'll see if Exxon can maintain their dividend, which is up around 10% or so. The problem is the price of the stocks continue to go down, which erases the dividend that you are receiving. And like I say, it's all about total return, not just dividend return. Now, the other side of the street, what's one of the hottest sectors in the entire market? The clean energy stocks. Man, did they have a day on Friday. Jinko Solar up 15%. Canadian Solar, CSIQ, up 12%. Sunrun up 6%. SunPower up 6%. SolarEdge up 4%. Fuel Cell, Clean, Plug, Ballard, you name it. they are flying while the oil stocks are weakening once again. Well, another hot sector when we come back in the market. Who's the winner there? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the market's kind of leveled off here. The Dow's down 340 right now to 29,837. On that new strain of coronavirus sweeping across southern England, the NASDAQ is down 206 points. Well, if there's not enough viruses out there, let's not forget computer viruses, all right? This is a double whammy. Not only do we have a physical virus hit, we have a unseen cyber, at least unseen to the naked eye, only seen by people that understand this kind of stuff. This hack of SolarWinds was massive. The biggest hack of all time. We still do not know the fallout from all of this, but it could be great, and it could be massive. And, of course, this has led to a huge rally in the cybersecurity stocks. There's a couple of ETFs that cover this. Now, I remember really the first well-known hack was the Sony hack, S-N-E. Okay, and at that time, it had never, a hack of that magnitude had never happened before. It just so happens that about that time, I don't know if they had advanced information or not, but there was a new ETF that had just come on the scene, and its symbol was HACK, and that symbol is still HACK, and their timing couldn't have been better with their ETF, which now has $2 billion in it. That's big by specialty ETF standards. Now, if we look inside of the HACK ETF, here are some of the names that you want to keep an eye on, and they have been flying here over the last several days. Ever since the SolarWinds, which is SWI, hack. Cloudflare, the symbol there is NET, N-E-T. That stock has been flying. In fact, on a day when the Dow is down 368 and the NASDAQ is down 200, Cloudflare is up 1.2%. It's now a $26 billion company. You've also got to look at CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike has been on a tear. It's probably the number one performing stock in the market over the last few weeks. CRWD. It operates as a software company that develops security solutions in the United States. CrowdStrike is a $46 billion market cap company. And look at CrowdStrike's sales growth over the last four quarters. Up 89%, 85%, 84%, and 86% respectively. And over the last three quarters, their earnings growth has been up 118%, 125%, 214%. Others in the group, Palo Alto Networks, they've been around for a while, PANW. It blasted off again on Friday to a new all-time high. PANW is now a $33 billion market cap company. It's down just a little bit today after blasting off and hitting a new all-time high just on Friday. Splunk, S-P-L-K, is another player in the hack ETF. Yeah, you know what? It's one of the weaker ones. But Splunk is in rally mode. It's up 1.7% today. SailPoint, S-A-I-L, another big player hitting a new all-time high today. It's a $5 billion market cap company. And a couple others I would bring to your attention, FireEye, which also was hacked a few weeks before SolarWinds hack. FireEye, the symbol I believe is fire, F-I-R-E. No, it's F-E-Y-E. That's right, F-E-Y-E, hitting a new all-time high today, blasting off. It's up 3.6%. And last but not least is CyberArk out of Israel, C-Y-B-R. It's hitting a new all-time high today. So you might want to have a look at the ETF hack. And if you don't like hack, there's another one by the name of Bug, B-U-G, just like the little pest, which this cybersecurity, it's much more than a little pest, however. It's a big pest. Bug today is, it blasted off, hit a new high. There's only $65 million in Bug, but it invests in the cybersecurity index. Well, Datadog, there's another one. Don't forget Datadog, D-D-O-G. Here's another hot sector. In fact, there's a couple. There's a lot of commodities that are hitting new highs. They're exploding to new highs right now. Copper's been exploding to new highs. Don't forget soybeans. Soybeans are exploding to new highs. In fact, I looked at a chart of that ETF this morning, S-O-Y-B, hitting new highs. Iron ore stocks are hitting new highs as the China benchmark iron ore soars to the highest level in 9 years. Isn't that something? Well, who are some of the players in iron ore? Well, you've got BHP. Okay, that one was in my book back in 2013. BHP is out of Australia. It hit a new high just a few days ago. You got Rio Tinto, R-I-O, which is out of Brazil. Let's see how Rio's doing today. R-I-O, just off of its all-time high. You've got Vale. That's the one I like, V-A-L-E, which is just a tiny skosh off of its all-time high. And, of course, there are some ETFs that cover that one. Also, I'm trying to think of an ETF that covers that. Well, then there's, of course, U.S. Steel here in the United States, which has also been at or near new highs. Also, Tesla goes into the S&P 500 index today. It picked a bad day to go into the index. Right now, the S&P 500 is down like 900 points. No, it's not down that much. In fact, we're coming back just a little. S&P is down 61 right now, 3,648. Tesla hit a new all-time high Friday. The green energy stocks had one whale of a day on Friday, and guess what? Tesla may go positive here. Well, it's down 4.7%. $662 per share is Tesla, now a proud member of the S&P 500. Will it be a member of the Dow someday? P.E. ratio 378. Market cap $626 billion. The shorts continue to get crushed in Tesla. And the Robinhood players continue to play luck and coffee. It's on the pink sheets. It's up 118% today. If you want that symbol to play that game, I don't recommend it. You might get ground up in the coffee grounds. LKNCY. LKNCY. Luck and coffee. Who fabricated a big chunk of their 2019 sales. They finally settled with the SEC. I think it was $148 million. It's going to take a lot of coffee sales to make that penalty up. But the stock up 118%. Couple deals today to announce. Monmouth Real Estate, one of the better ones. One of the better REITs out there is being bought out for a big premium. They do investment-grade industrial properties. That's a nice one getting taken out today. And Diamondback Energy, FANG, not the FANG Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google kind. It's a oil company. They're taking out a struggling company in QEP. And one more, RealPage, RP, which was showing up in my momentum screens last week. RealPage is bouncing up 30% today. They're getting taken out by Thoma Bravo. I've never heard of them, but that is a wild. And last but not least, let's check in on our friends at Bitcoin. Today, MicroStrategy announced they're purchasing additional Bitcoins. They now have $1 billion in Bitcoins. And Bitcoin right now is down about 10% off of its recent record high. There was a hack in Bitcoin over the weekend. We'll be back with our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson.
You gotta go where you wanna go, do what you wanna do, and live whoever you wanna live.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the market's improved a little. It's only down 310 right now. That's just a scant 1%. The S&P is down 1.7%, however, taking it a little bit harder, as is the NASDAQ, also down 1.7%. Tech under a bit of pressure here today. Well, let's begin this section on our featured stock of the day by listing some of the stocks you get from, I call it mainstream Wall Street, the wirehouse firms. Here's some of their top. Here's Barron's. Well, they represent Wall Street, in my opinion. Here's their top 10 picks for 2021. Okay. Berkshire Hathaway. All right. How much research did you have to do to find that one? Google. Okay. There's an under-the-radar stock. Apple. Huh. Coca-Cola. There's a sleeper. Merck, it hasn't gone anywhere in years. Rounding out the top 10, Eaton, Goldman Sachs, Graham Holdings. Oh, you might want to look into that one. Madison Square Entertainment and Newmont Mining. Well, there's one I agree with, okay? There's your top 10 picks from Barron's for 2021. Now, Bank of America, which owns Merrill Lynch. Here's their top 10, or their top stocks for 2021. Disney. Now, there's one under the radar. They had to really look to find that one. Hilton. Here's a little-known stock that's also got a website where you can buy their goods, Walmart. Thanks, Bank of America. Chevron. Okay. All right. Allstate, another stock that's gone nowhere. HCA Healthcare, Alaska Air, Corvo, okay, there's a tech stock, that's a semiconductor stock, Vail, hey, we finally agree on something, Realty Income, all right, that's probably the most well-known REIT out there, and Utilities, they like Next Era Energy, NEE, so there you go. I hope you wrote those down. There's some exciting picks from Barron's, from Bank of America / Merrill Lynch. I'm waiting to hear from Wells Fargo. I can't wait to see what their top 10 picks for 2021 are. I'm sure they don't like me. They probably don't even know about me, even better yet. I'm going to go with, this isn't a top pick, I'm just going to go with my featured stock of the day and take it a day at a time. I think Etsy continues to be well-positioned here. Etsy was a big beneficiary of the of the coronavirus. People had to work from home. Etsy is built for people that like to work from home. You can make jewelry and sell it on Etsy. You can make, I suppose, bundt cakes and sell them on Etsy, or fruit cake, the all-popular fruit cake. I haven't received a fruit cake in the mail yet. We had an aunt, I remember, when I was growing up, every year, roughly 2 weeks before Christmas, would come from Aunt Hazel, her delicious fruit cake. And we look forward to it every year. Etsy, tagged by Loop Capital with higher revenue estimates. Loop Capital is boosting its target price on Etsy from $165 to $210. Okay, well, that's pretty good target price. It's currently at $185. Now, let's see where Etsy is ranked in the Overstock, or in the Best Stock Now app. Etsy is currently ranked at number 63 out of 5,583. Etsy, over the last 12 months, okay, while the contrarians love the airlines and love the oil stocks and love the hotel stocks and love all of these companies that have been pummeled by coronavirus with no end in sight, at least to travel, over the last 12 months, Etsy's up 350%. That's a quadruple. That's more than a quadruple, I'm just saying. It has a momentum grade of A+. But what about the valuation? Yeah, well, okay, the valuation's pretty rich here. But having said that, Etsy's going to trade at a premium multiple right now because it's on one of the sunniest corners on Wall Street. And while you can look on the dark side of the street, the dark side of the moon, looking for bargains, looking for out-of-favor merchandise that nobody wants, you can go to one of the sunniest spots in the street where the Fivers of the world are, the Upworks of the world, the Etsy's of the world, that cater to the new, and it looks like it's here to stay, stay-at-home economy. We talked last week about Herman Miller. Who's Herman Miller? They make home office furniture. Their sales are exploding. Well, I have a target price on Etsy $381. Can that be right? Well, that's what the math says, $381. The stock's currently at $186. Yes, it is a loftily priced stock, but I guess deservedly so. It's one of the top performers in the entire market. It's currently ranked number 63 out of 5,583 ETSY. Betsy without a B. And it's one that we own in our ultra-growth portfolio. No, we don't own Walmart. We own Etsy. Anyways, here's a New Year's resolution for you. Write this one down. I'm going to give the team at Gunderson a call this year. I'm sick and tired of Walmart and Chevron and some of the other dogs of the Dow, dogs of the market. There's plenty of mediocrity to go around in the market. We make no promises. We make no guarantees other than we're going to work hard trying to keep you in the right areas of the market and be very vigilant because this bull market will not last forever. There is a bear market out there, another bear market out there somewhere. Who knows? Maybe it's in 2021. We've got to always be vigilant about that. All right, if you'd like to talk to one of my advisors, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And if you want to see how we did in 2021, with just 1 week left in the year, I publish my portfolios every single Saturday for all of my clients and my live trading subscribers. And if you want to see what that's like, you can give us a test drive for a couple weeks. Check out the newsletter. Check out our portfolios, the results thereof. Go to GundersonCapital.com. Just tell us you want 2 weeks free of the newsletter, doggone it, and we'll send it right out to you. GundersonCapital.com. Melissa says goodbye for the day, and I say goodbye. And have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.